welcome to Chapter 8 of Managing Project Vendors. Here, we'll discuss about the report card. So we've selected the vendors in terms of the sourcing and procurement on who would be the best fit, maybe one or more than one vendors for our sourcing requirement. The entire agreement was signed and the implementation started, where we review and monitor and engage the vendor organization for performance, quality of service, and adherence to contractual terms. The entire exercise, right from selection, screening, to performance management, would give us a report card. Report card to measure the entire quality of delivery, a report card for the vendor, and a report card also for the vendor management office. So when it comes to the entire report card, as we say, for the vendor management office and the vendor management process, we have two aspects. One is the spend analysis and the performance management. Performance management we've discussed in the quite a few previous chapters. It's all about meeting the quality of service. So how do we ensure that? We have reviews, we have meetings, we have performance dashboards and templates that are shared with us. The data is collected and we review the trends and variations in the performance of the vendors. And we implement and move towards a continuous improvement cycle so that the quality of service and delivery is improved consistently and continuously. The other aspect is spend analysis. So how much is the company spending on the outsourcing engagement? What are the returns of investment on this expenditure? So year on year or month on month, the trend in the expenditure, is it increasing? Is it decreasing? Do we have the data that we need for an accurate and a complete spend analysis? So this is what the two aspects of the report card that we will discuss in this chapter number 8. So let's first of all look at the introduction of spend analysis and performance management, which we collectively call the report card. It is important for the vendor management office to check on how the performance and relationship across various vendors in the project panned out. So we had agreed upon a certain flow of the contract, certain flow of delivery. So we may have one vendor, we may have multiple vendors, but now the vendor management office, which has a team of project managers, a senior executive heading the entire office, we have relationship managers, legal and financial experts, we also need to check if it has panned out the way it was perceived to be, the way it was set out in that few pages of contract that we signed with the service providers. So it's important for the vendor management office and the team members, representatives, to check on how the performance and relationship has panned out, whether it is as what was agreed to, or are there any variations and deviations to what was agreed between the two organizations. And this will enable them to be more informed for future decisions. So this entire monitoring and managing the relationship and the service quality not only helps with improving the quality of service for the current engagement, this also acts as an input source, a source of information and data for any future engagements with the same set of vendors or new vendors. So this would also help you in terms of gathering intelligence from your own experience, experience of the organization outsourcing to different vendors. So spend analysis and performance management reports, these are two major components of a vendor management office dashboard and reporting requirements. So again, you need to have the report card is to be measuring both the organizations, the client as well as, the vendor as well as the vendor management office. So the vendor management office, which has the responsibility of reviewing and managing the entire engagement, they should also be controlling the spend of the project and manage the performance of the vendor. So how do we do that? what are the different elements when it comes to managing, tracking the spend or the budget and the performance. That's what we will discuss. Let's look at the dashboard requirements for the vendor management office. So if you are the CEO or a vice president or the director of an organization and your organization has signed up multiple vendors for various outsourcing requirements, the organization would have or should have, as we've discussed in the previous chapters, a vendor management office to oversee, monitor, complete the sourcing, procurement, and vendor management requirements. So you would have a vendor management office. The drivers of entire exercise of outsourcing are price, reduction in the operating costs, quality of delivery, as we have access to experts, subject matter experts, technology, finance, customer service, banking, depending upon what we have outsourced, the demand, meeting the demand of your end clients or end users. So these are different drivers of why you or the organization would choose to outsource your business functions or processes to a third-party company or a service provider. Now we would look at the entire budget or spend analysis from different aspects. One, the overall organization itself, the vendor, the budget allocated for the vendor, for the resources of the vendor, the product, what is being spent or how much is being spent, at what stages of the product development or the service delivery, depending upon whether the outcome is a product or a service. The order type, the type of order placed, and the overall contract management. This would also include the different executives or resources you would have deployed to manage a particular contract or multiple contracts. So we would look at, in terms of the vendor management office dashboard, we would look at the spend analysis, the vendor analysis, the contract management, and the operational efficiency. The different aspects on how we would measure the effectiveness of outsourcing and also the effectiveness of having a specialized vendor management office to manage the vendor engagements. So when it comes to managing the spend or the budget or the expenditure, we would look at the spend classification. So how do we classify the money being invested? So classification could be money spent on hiring resources or money spent on transportation, inventory. So we would talk about these as well. And comparing that budget. So comparing the amount spent on a project with what was spent on the same project maybe in the previous week or the previous month or the previous year for long-term projects. Or if we have multiple vendors working on the same project, for example, if we outsource customer service for your organization and if you sign up two or three organizations, so you may compare the spend on each of those vendors to see the utilization and the effectiveness of engagement of a particular vendor. Then we have the analysis of the vendors, so key vendor identification. So which vendor gives us the best return of investment, considering all elements and all aspects, right from cost to quality to customer satisfaction and timeliness and stability as well. Vendor performance. This is about the vendor performance management. Contract management. Again, ensuring the contract terms, be it legal, commercial, or related to key performance indicators are being met and adhered to. So compliance, contract performance, and contract opportunities. Operational efficiency is about the process efficiency, the defect rate of output, be it goods or services. What is the defect rate? What is the throughput of the entire manufacturing or development process? The cycle time, the turnaround time of delivery from the vendors. So these are key elements that would be a part of your vendor management office dashboard when you review the effectiveness of your outsourcing strategy. So you would discuss it with your stakeholders, and this is how we would review the effectiveness of our outsourcing engagements with one or multiple vendors. So we will not talk about the key drivers for conducting a spend analysis and performance management reviews. So first, ever increasing growth and need for big data analysis. Now, today, with the outreach of internet, the ability to reach multiple customers easily, same day, same hour, we have a lot of data being collected and reported. So data is now huge. We collect more data in one day than what we would have collected in 10 years. So that's the amount of data being generated for banks, for information technology software companies, Facebook, Google, or even banks, insurance companies. So they have so much data being collected that it's now being called big data. So you have a need and a requirement to collect this big data and analyze it to be able to take informed decisions in the future for delivery of your products, for development of your products, for improvement of your service, for improvement of your engagement with end customers. So it's an ever-increasing growth and need of analyzing, collecting and reporting insights from big data. Spend and vendor performance dashboards have become a key requirement of top management. So how else do we know if a vendor is performing as per the required standards? So until and unless we track their performance, we monitor their performance, and we review their performance, how will we identify whether the standards are being met and what is the scope of improvement? In scenarios where we have multiple vendors working on similar projects, this is how we would be able to compare the performance of multiple vendors. Or even for the same vendor, for projects with a longer duration, we will be able to look at the variation in the vendor performance. So maybe if when the project was given to the vendor, for the first few weeks or the first few months, the vendor was committed towards the delivery and quality of the project. But as time progresses and as the relationship eases out and the vendor also signs up new clients, their commitment towards your project and the delivery decreases. So you would see a variation. This variation is because of the vendor's commitment. You could also have variation because of some reasons which is beyond the control of the vendor. So we would not be able to know this and classify the reasons until and unless there is continuous monitoring, tracking and review of the spend and the vendor performance. Collaboration with strategic vendors to create value for both organizations. When a vendor agrees to work with your organization, even they need to add some value to their organization, because that is what will help them to get new clients. That is what will help them to lengthen the term of the agreement with your organization. So both the companies, the client and the vendor, have a strategic focus in a contract. So how do we derive that value for both organizations? It's together owning up the project and working on innovations and continuous improvement. One of the key ingredients in vendor categorization is the spend data. Because the first reason, the first driver to outsource is reduction in operating expenses. Yes, quality is important. So any client which wants to outsource, they would want to have at least the same level of quality, however, at a reduced budget. Hence, when cost is the most primary category or driver for outsourcing, it needs to be monitored. We need to understand the return of investment. And this is what will let us take decisions when it comes to any future outsourcing requirement. Accurate spend data and efficient vendor performance management are equally critical to other business objectives, including compliance management. So are we able to meet the compliance guidelines, be it terms to legal, financial, or industry or environmental standards or government regulations? Negotiations. As negotiated and agreed in the service level agreement. Vendor selection. So vendor selection was done based on certain qualification criteria. So is that being met? Was this the right selection? So this could help us when the contract renewal comes in place, or when we need to outsource similar projects again in the future. Inventory management, self-explanatory, budgeting, the entire budgeting, was it accurate? When the budgeting was done for the project, was that accurate? Are we spending as much as the forecast was, or are we spending more, or even are we spending less? And planning and product development and management. So all these were the key drivers or the key elements which would have been discussed between the client representatives and the vendor representatives when the agreement had taken place. Now we need to review in terms of, are all these being met or not? The simple thing being, is the agreement or is the outsourcing exercise delivering the value everybody expected out of it with respect to cost, with respect to quality, with respect to compliance, with respect to customer satisfaction? And this would only happen, we would only get to know this if there is consistent and continuous performance management, data collection and analysis being done by the vendor management office. So let's look at the dimensions of spend analysis. So what are the different categorizations? Where are we spending money? Vendor, obviously, because vendor has the resources for the delivery of the contract. The business unit, every business unit within an organization has a certain budget. They call it the cost center. So what is being spent by a business unit in achieving their delivery guidelines? It's a business unit head which would work with the vendor management office to identify the outsourcing requirements, and they would give the inputs and feedback in terms of screening or selecting a vendor, negotiating the terms of contract, and obviously spend on the overall development of a product or service, right from the cost on the project, that is the outsourcing engagement, to the other expenditures in terms of inventory, in terms of marketing, in terms of transportation. So these are different dimensions of conducting a spend analysis by the vendor management office. Now, the core areas when it comes to analyzing the expenditure are visibility. Visibility in terms of the data. So when you conduct an analysis, do you have complete visibility in terms of the data collected with respect to a project? So we had different dimensions of doing the analysis, vendor specific, business unit, and product and service. So if you're doing the analysis with respect to the vendor, do you have visibility in terms of the data or the information required from the vendor for conducting a complete analysis? Be it in terms of the number of man hours spent by the vendor representatives, the cost of raw materials, or the outcome, the defect rate. So you would need the information and the raw data to be available. That's visibility. Analysis. The ability to be able to analyze the entire data, which is now big data. So you need to have data analysts in your team, or somebody who is capable enough to derive the required information out of the data collected. And also, when you conduct the analysis, you need to know what is the information that we are looking for. So analysis needs to be driven towards gathering or arriving that information from the data collected. The process, the entire process of data connection, analysis, and reporting. Frequency of analysis, the frequency of data collection, the mode and the medium of data collection. But you would also have some challenges while doing so. So what could the challenges be? Data exists across systems, and data matching and consolidation is a Herculean task, because now we say it's now big data. data is available at different systems. In case of multiple vendors, vendors who are working on the project from different countries. So you have to get and gather data from all sources. This itself could be a Herculean task if we do not have well-defined processes. And even if we have processes, if the processes are not being adhered to. And if you do not have the complete data, the analysis would always give you an incorrect information or conclusion. Even within systems, the data may not be completely in the format needed. This is a frequent challenge faced by data analysts, that the data supplied to them is not in a standard format. So it becomes difficult to collect and classify that data if they are in different formats. Lack of standardization in master data management for vendors and part codes. So how is data categorized? How is the coding or classification for a data type done by the vendors or even within the client organization? That affects the entire master data management. Again, incorrect data, incorrect information and conclusions derived from that raw data. Let's look at the key components. Study the existing spend management capabilities and access its strengths and work on its shortcomings. So how is the organization at present managing the entire expenditure or budget being spent on outsourcing projects? So there may be some shortcomings and there may be some strengths within the organization's policies. So work on those. Ensure there is access to each and every area and system from where data related to the spend can be accumulated. Data needs to be complete. There may be cases where you may have to do sampling because the entire raw data set may be huge. But even the sampling needs to be non-biased. And hence, you would need to have access to each and every system. You cannot be biased and collect data only from accessible systems and resources, because then you would be leading yourself and the organization to ineffective conclusions, which would not be true representative of the entire raw data set. Hence, you need to have access. You need to ensure that the team has access to data from all sources. And again, the data being reported needs to be in a standardized format. Seek exact requirements of top management on what spend data they need to arrive at decisions on future course of actions. So what is the top management planning to review? Why do they want you to conduct the analysis? What is the reason or what is the output that they are looking at? So you need to know and you need to understand their vision and requirement while the analysis is being done. Create various categories for different reporting requirements across the procurement value chain. So categories in terms of cost heads, manpower, technology, transportation, inventory, advertisement, marketing, miscellaneous. So how do you categorize the entire data being collected? And everybody involved with data collection, reporting, and analysis needs to understand the categorization being used. Again, the need for standardization across the organization. Standardized master data management and codification norms during the purchase of goods or services to enable suitable categorizations at the time of spend analysis. This also talks about the need to standardize the entire data collection, the way the data coding is being done, the way the data classification is being done. And this needs to be understood by everyone responsible or everyone who is a part of data collection and reporting. So it could be someone from the vendor organization or it could be anyone from the client organization. They need to understand the entire process of collecting, classification, categorization, and also the formatting of raw data while collecting or recording inputs. continuous audit of process and data to ensure accuracy of the data coming out of the systems. So while everybody is trained and you have a standard operating procedure, you would also need regular audits in terms of identifying either knowledge issues when it comes to data collectors or even disciplinary issues. If there is no audit and if people are not being monitored, you may also have disciplinary issues, because of which you would have incorrect data being collected and reported. So how do you identify, be it disciplinary issues, knowledge issues, process issues, or technical glitches? How do you identify that? By means of conducting continuous audits, frequent audits, and at times even surprise audits. So let's look at the areas in spend analysis. First is the spend area. So you would spend at the quality and the volume of goods and services being produced. So the number of PCs being manufactured, for example, or number of software developers working on a project, the quality of the output. So you need to measure the amount being spent on the goods and the services with respect to value as well as with respect to the volume of production. Capital versus revenue purchase. Utilization of the budget in each area. So you may have a total budget, but how is that budget being utilized in different areas of the project delivery? Demand channels used. Percentage spent in cloud technology. Number of rate contracted items. So different areas, and the measures could be the purchase volume or the rate contract price or the PO count. So you need to look at different areas. There could be many other areas as well. These are some examples that we have. Let's look at the spend trends. So again, spend variations over time. Spending on the same project, on the same vendor, but spending over time, or variation between weeks, variation between months. So we get to know the entire trend of how the budget is being utilized by a project. Spend trends with a strategic vendor. Spend percentage with strategic vendor. So you may have multiple vendors. What is the spend percentage with what you've identified as a strategic vendor? Price trend for a particular type of goods and service. The price for a product or a service may change. You look at the trend of that price. Price trend in comparison to inflation rates. So does the variation in your price for the product is proportional to the inflation rates, the increase and decrease in overall inflation?